2 Kings chapter 24. In his days Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon campaigned, and Jehoiakim became his servant for 3 years. Then he turned away and rebelled against him. Then the Lord sent Chaldean troops against him, and troops of the Arameans, and troops of Moab, and troops of the sons of Ammon, and he sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke through the intermediacy of his servants the prophets. Indeed, this came on Judah according to the command of the Lord, to remove it from his presence on account of Manasseh's sins, according to everything he did. And in particular, the innocent blood which he shed, how he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord was not willing to forgive. And as for the rest of the affairs of Jehoiakim and everything he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Jehoiakim lay with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his place. And the king of Egypt did not come out of his land any more, because the king of Babylon had captured territory from the brook of Egypt up to the river Euphrates, everything that used to belong to the king of Egypt. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 3 months in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Nehushtah, the daughter of Elnathan from Jerusalem. And he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord, like everything his father did. At that time the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, campaigned against Jerusalem, and the city came under siege. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city, and his servants besieged it. Then Jehoiakim, king of Judah, went out in subjection to the king of Babylon, he and his mother and his servants and his officials and his eunuchs, and the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign. And he brought out of there all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and he cut up all the golden equipment which Solomon, king of Israel, had made to go in the temple of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord. And he deported the whole of Jerusalem, and all the officials, and all the valiant warriors, 10,000 deportees, and every craftsman and blacksmith. No one remained except the poor of the people of the land. And he deported Jehoiakim to Babylon, and he led the king's mother and the king's wives and his eunuchs and the princes of the land into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. And he deported all the soldiers, 7,000 of them, and craftsmen and blacksmiths, 1,000 of them. All were warriors and professionals in war, and the king of Babylon took them in exile to Babylon. And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, his uncle, king instead of him, and he changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 11 years. And the name of his mother was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah from Libnah. And he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord, like everything that Jehoiakim did. For it was on account of the wrath of the Lord that this happened in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had banished them from his presence. Now Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon.